Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The right fielder, Al Luplow. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Elliott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting 5th. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting 6th. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Eddie Bresud. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Bacabella. Batting 7th. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting 8th. The center fielder, Byron Brown. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Elliott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Fisher covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is called out on strikes. Two outs. Eddie Bresud is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bresud is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. Two outs. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bacabella hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Fisher bunts in front of the plate. Hundley fields it and throws to first for the out. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hiller hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-1 in the game. Luplow takes first base on ball 4. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brown is called out on strikes. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field. Williams picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Williams. Jones moves to third. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 1-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bressuit is 0-for-1 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0-for-1 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressuit fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fisher is 0-for-0 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hiller takes first base on ball four. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Luplow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Luplow hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bacabella is 0 for 1 in the game. Bacabella hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 1, Cubs, 1. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bressuit fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Byron Brown batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hiller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Elliott is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brown. Elliott reaches second base with a double. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jones is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and has Elliott trapped. There's the throw to Santo and over to Beckert, who tags Elliott for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Jones steals second. Ed Cranepool batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a fly ball into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bressuit is 0 for 2 in the game. Bressuit strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a fly ball into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into right field. Luplow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Harrelson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hiller hits a line drive into left field. Bacabella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0-for-2 in the game. Santo strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs 1. The Mets will come to bat. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luplow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Luplow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Luplow for the out. One out. Larry Elliott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Elliott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Elliott hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Mets. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jones is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman now playing left field. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bacabella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Bacabella strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hundley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Byron Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Bresut is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bresut is 0-for-3 in the game. Bresut hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Boyer pinch hits for Bud Harrelson. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Boyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bresut moves to second. Ron Hunt pinch hits for Jack Fisher. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Hunt takes first base on ball 4. Bresut moves to third. Boyer moves to second. Kurt Simmons now pitching. Ron Swoboda pinch hits for Chuck Hiller. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Swoboda is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Luplow is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Luplow is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Luplow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Hunt now playing second base. Ken Boyer now playing third base. Eddie Bresud now playing shortstop. Bill Hepler now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grote settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. Santo moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.